This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required, points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
95% of Uber Eats orders are on time, which is great. Because the only thing I care about more than football is spicy pepperoni pizza for kickoff. But on the off chance your order is late, Uber Eats will give you 3 months, $0 delivery fee with a free Uber One membership. Now that's a spicy offer.
On time claim based on latest arrival time shown after order is placed. Offer ends 2/19/2023. Current Uber One members not eligible. Subscription will auto renew at $9.99 each month, starting 3 months from initial enrollment. See uber.com/uber1 for terms. Benefits available only for eligible stores. Order minimum supply.
Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
You are watching and listening to Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube
and your favorite podcasts.
Till I Die TV, your first choice for everything Leicester City. Tune in and join in now.
And now, here's your host.
Right, Chris.
All right, good evening. How the devil are we? Yes, it's new show on Friday the 24th of June. We are nearly halfway through the year. Isn't me? Am I getting older? The fact that it goes, the time goes so quick, I don't know. This is the new show. Welcome along. I hope you are well. This is where you can watch us and find us.
Watch us on YouTube.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die.
Subscribe, like, follow, and join in now.
And we'll start with a couple of bits of breaking news for you. Literally within the last half an hour, this has come out. If you're watching Sky, you'll probably know what they are. But Man City have agreed to buy Calvin Phillips. Manchester City have agreed to deal with Leeds for England midfielder Calvin Phillips. The fee is between £45 and £50 million. Are you surprised? Were you expecting that? The other breaking news is Wayne Rooney has quit Derby County. Wayne Rooney has quit Derby County as manager. Wayne Rooney informs Derby County that he wishes to be relieved of his duties as first team manager with immediate effect. he's been speaking and following, obviously, the takeover or the non-takeover very closely. It says here, over the course of the summer, I have been closely following developments regarding the ownership of Derby County. Today, I met with the administrators to inform them of my decision that it was time for me to leave the club. I understand that one. I get it. I mean, you know, I know it's Derby. Personally, I do think that he's trying to cover up the fact that he's not looking forward to the Vardy-Rooney meeting pre-season. But two bits of breaking news. So Rooney has quit Derby County and Man City do agree a Calvin Phillips fee. Are we in a position here of Man City just go and buy who they want to? You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, if I was a Man City fan, obviously I would be looking at this differently. But, I don't, you know, it's just a case of, you know, somebody's available. And, you know, Newcastle aren't even sort of up and running to speed with their spending yet. And that's my only hope is that, you know, Newcastle can actually give Man City a run for the money. I mean, let's have a look at some of your comments here as we go. James, I could just see your email. But yeah, Wednesday night, I'll confirm it to you. I just want to confirm your opponent for now. This is going to be interesting. It's the new quiz, home or away. Nathan, NS Sports TV, how the devil are you? If you are a Chelsea fan, get over there and give him some support. It's a good channel. Nippon there, NS Sports. James said, yeah, no, five. Year is flying past. Scott, yeah, we're coming on to that in a second, Scott, about Woodward. James, I'm not surprised that Rooney has quit. As for Man City, over Phillips, there's no shock of that. Money talks. Exactly, James. Money talks. And yeah, Andrew, good evening. How are you? It is difficult to turn down Man City. It's difficult to turn down anybody that's offering you shed loads of money. I've been in that position. I was at a job. I got headhunted. I was offered, and it was £4,000 a year more. And I'm going back 8-9 years now. It was a lot of money. To leave, and I left. £4,000. It's not to be, you know, sniffed at. Wasn't my best decision. But I was rich for a little bit. So, yeah, it is hard, I do know, to turn down. And I'm not blaming Calvin Phillips. I'm just thinking we're going to be in a position where I honestly think we are heading towards a Scottish Premier League situation here where you've got two clubs that are going to be spending. Maybe in a few years that will be expanded. I mean, Tottenham aren't going to be spending a lot of money, I don't believe, as much as they've got Conte, but they will spend it wisely. I don't know. And of course, the worry is that Calvin Phillips is an English player. If he's going to go to Man City, is he going to get a lot of time with England? Is he going to get a lot of time with Man City, I should say? And if not, how will that affect his England playing chances and his, you know, when he plays for England, if he's not playing regularly, because it's such a big squad. But as I said, I don't blame the guy himself. It is nothing different to what I wouldn't do myself. Right, let's have a look and see what the Leicester news is. And we will do that straight after these this commercial break.
Leicester lead again! The goals are flowing here now.
The Leicester Till I Die shop is now open.
For all your Leicester Till I Die merchandise,
visit the Leicester Till I Die shop at our website.
Oh, excuse me. You caught me having a drink there. All right, let's bring the news in. And, of course, the big news today, it's only going to be a short one because, obviously, yesterday we did the long one. And let me know, guys, do you prefer a weekly long show of about an hour, twice weekly of maybe half an hour, or every night for about 10 minutes? Let me know. This is only going to be a short one because we covered a lot of news yesterday. But, of course, this has now been confirmed. Kieran Dewsbury-Hall has signed a five-year contract extension at the King Power. So he's going to be with us until 2027. If you've seen the video that's out, then you'll know all the details. And it basically, it says the Leicester City move towards fulfilling Brendan Rodgers' prophecy that will delight squad and fans. Of course, Brendan Rodgers did predict that Kieran Dewsbury-Hall is going to be a future captain. But then again, we do know what happens with Brendan Rodgers' predictions. You know, Chowdhury was absolutely brilliant. Now he's on the way out. He's signing a long-term contract, but it was difficult to envisage him leaving the club anyway, it says here. He may have only been in the first team lineup for 6 months, but with the impact he's made and how quickly he's become an important member of the side, it feels like he is part of the furniture. Then again, he has been associated with the club for 16 years since joining the academy aged 8. Now, you know, I'm not saying that Manchester City are going to come in for Kieran, but, you know, I'm sure there were clubs that were maybe asking about him. And the fact that he's committed to Leicester is absolutely brilliant to see. The Leicester lad, obviously born locally. Syston, is it? I think he was born and brought up. He grew up supporting Manchester United. I never knew that. But there we go. But signing a new deal does commit to ink his future at the King Power Stadium, and the length of the contract shows just how crucial the club consider him too. A deal to 2027 puts him on the same length as contract as Whitley for Farmer, arguably the club's most valuable asset. Committing his future in the new contract also sees him take a big stride towards filling Brendan Rodgers' prediction. Back in March, the manager earmarked him for the armband. So that has now all been confirmed. Thoughts on that? I mean, obviously, I don't think there's going to be anybody out there that is not going to be happy with that. Scott says that Leicester put on a deal for Rennes Bouygard. There are those rumours. James, I'm not surprised Rooney has quit. I think we said that. There's no shock in that at all. Leeds need the money to strengthen their squad or they will struggle again. And indeed, that's a good point, Andrew. I'd like anything every night for 10 minutes. Andrew, I know the feeling. Oh, dear. I'm afraid it probably wouldn't last 10 minutes with me. How do you make it last 10 minutes? Exactly. Andrew, comment of the night. Thank you, sir. Now one of the first names on the team sheet. He is. Definitely is one of the first names on the team sheet. James, no surprise that you got Dewsbury-Hall. Yeah, I mean, he is a local lad. And, of course, he has been a big fan of us. Well, also Man United as well. Right, let's have a look and just see if we've got some other Leicester news to bring you. I think most of it is just going to be a roundup, but let us have a look and see. Here we go. Let me bring this in. So we are going to look at, this is again just taking it here from, as you can see, the local rag. Let's have a look at all the players that we have been linked with, shall we? We'll come back to any comments at the end. So, tell you what, I don't know what he's doing there at Kieran Phillips. He's got a bloody big one. If he's doing what it looks like he's doing, Jesus, mate, don't show off. Put your hands down. let us have a look. That was the last picture. Anyway, Nathan Collins at Burnley. As was also the case for James Tarkowski, it is difficult to assess if a Burnley centre-back is suited to the style of defending that Rodgers likes his teams to play with. The Clevert's progress under Sean Dyche was to defend deep, guard the box with headers and make clearances. City defenders have to step up, make interceptions of the halfway line and play passes through the lines. Collins' recent spectacular solo goal for the Republic of Ireland, where he pinched the ball, surged forward and then finished coolly, suggested he does have the qualities to play how Rodgers wants, but his lack of game time for a possession-based side will leave question marks. aged only 21, he's young enough to beat Mailey Bull, though. He could be. 6'4". He's another tall one. Can you imagine him and Vestergaard? Mind you, Vestergaard's 5'0" when he jumps, isn't he? And would be greatly appreciated as City look to make the team more physically imposing. Nikola Zalwoski from Roma, one of the shining lights of Roma's season. Zalwoski was a thorn in the side for the two legs of the Conference League semi-final. It was his pace and his willingness to attack and the two-footedness that created the goal for Lorenzo Pellegrini at the King Power Stadium. The speed at which he's progressing and how he carries the ball forward will certainly catch City's eye. Now, the Brewery Gold, have we actually put an offer in? There's a lot of rumours, whether we have or we haven't. It names the potential Yuri Tillemans replacement, but it's an interesting case as while he's a central midfielder by trade, he's just enjoyed the best season of his career, playing as a right-sided wide man. You think we need one of them? I think we do. Harry says, Dave, how are you, mate? I know it says Harry, but it's Dave. Chris, can you have a word with Yuri, see what's going on? Oh, if only I could. I mean, just ring him up, shall I? Hey, Yuri, no. I mean, I said last night, Yuri, sign up or pack off. He needs to make his decision soon. He really does, because he's just what he's doing is affecting the club, the back room, the transfers, everything that we are trying to do. You know, we don't know what we're doing until he gets his mind up. And what he's going to do is he's like, I mean, I love the guy, but I'm getting pissed off with him. And you know, a lot of fans will be doing. Anyway, back to right-sided wide man, Bourigaud from Rennes. We've been screaming out for one. Christian Eriksen, free agents. I don't think this is going to happen, do you? It's Man United or staying at Brentford is the main two that people are saying. But we're supposed to be one of the clubs that are interested in him. Obviously, we know what we're getting, and we are getting an absolutely fantastic signing on the free, and we can up his wages if we do get him. He's 30, but what a signing he would be. And while he would be a free transfer, his wages would likely to be on the higher side. The other concern is to be whether he can do the off-the-ball work that is required of a midfield in a Rodgers team. And a new seat at Southampton. Norwegian winger has not exactly pulled up trees since joining Southampton, but 38 goals and assists in 67 appearances during a two-year loan spell at Celtic, so I'm handed another chance at St Mary's last season. He made a moderate impact, but didn't set the world alight. We'll just have a drink, guys, one sec. Well, if you're at Southampton and you're only moderate and don't set the world alight, we'll sign you for £15 million. Kaladic at Stuttgart. City have been named in Germany as liking the look of Stuttgart striker Kaladic. But Manchester United, Chelsea, Tottenham, Brighton and West Ham have also been listed. Honestly, I tell you, if you got a pound for everyone that we got listed with, we would be happy. James, please do that. Hit the likes and subscribe. Doug, how the devil are you, sir? I hope you are well. Is it 8 days now to your wedding? 8 days. Good luck, mate. Don't get too nervous too soon. I remember to enjoy it. Everybody's saying good evening to everybody else there. I'll tell you one thing that is missing. I've got to be honest with you here. I'm going to tell you one thing that is missing. There is no word on Luckman. And that is a bit scary for me. I know with Under, we signed him. I thought he was great. You know, he set that great goal up for Jamie Vardy. And then nothing. And I've got to be honest with you. At the end, I was thinking, yeah, don't sign him. You know, Brendan didn't exactly have a lot of faith in him. And I think he was there as an emergency more than anything. And probably Albrighton got more games because he wasn't coming through. But then Luckman, I mean, he's perfect. You know, he's two-footed. He can play left or right. Obviously, left is his preferred position. But then if that's the case, he's a great cover, you know, for Barnes if he gets injured. But he can also play right. And we know Brendan, and I do love players that can play in multi positions, unless you call Phil Neville, because he just couldn't play. He was played in multi positions, but he couldn't play them. James, I agree with you. Elanusi isn't a Premier League player for me. I agree 100%. He's not. Why do we keep going to Southampton? Liverpool keep going to Southampton and getting the good players. We keep going to Southampton and, Bertrand Vestergaard, that's all I will say. James says, yes, he did. I mean, Luckman did well for you guys last season. I was sad to see him leave us, but it was for the good of his career. I agree, James. And like I say, what we are doing, I don't know. We should be, surely we are in bold position. If Vestergaard, I'm going to say this, and I know Brendan watches this all the time. Yeah, right. But no, to message to Brendan here, if you can spend 15 fucking million on a scarecrow like Vestergaard, in fact, not even a scarecrow, because to be honest with you, a scarecrow might scare the opposition strikers. He didn't. 15 million for probably 45 minutes worth of decent play off the guy. Then you can't spend £15 million on Luckman. Wobble your head, Brendan. Wobble your head. Sort it out. God, this is a big season for Brendan. There's a big window for Brendan. He's got to get it right. I've all been saying, let's give him that third season. Because everybody says third season syndrome. Well, he's not really had it much at a lot of clubs. But it's up to you, Brendan. You've got to go and prove it. And at the moment, you're not filling me with confidence. I think everybody's just saying Doug's agreeing there that Elanusi, he's an SPL player. And we saw that, in fairness. One thing probably that Brendan got right was Benkovic. Absolutely had him for two seasons on loan at Celtic. Never got a look in at Leicester because the Premier League is a different kettle of fish. Luckman deal could drag on until the window ends, possibly maybe something done in July. I don't know why it's going to drag on. They're in pole position. All we're going to do is let somebody else nip in there. The only reason Yuri is still here, says Andrew, is because nobody wants him. Do you want a player who doesn't want to be here for another year? I won't go that far, Andrew. Yes, I certainly agree, Yuri, sign up or pack up. I totally agree. But he's happy. No, he's never actually. Has he ever actually come out and said, "I hate playing for Leicester City. I can't stand being here. They're not fulfilling my ambitions." No, what he's basically saying through other people, through his agent, is that he wants to play for a Champions League club, and I accept that. He's not doing a Riyad Mahrez. He's not parked himself at Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, waiting for his agent to ring him saying, get on a plane to fly here to sign. So he's not doing the Mahrez. He's not even doing the drink water. He's not got in his car and he's not parked outside the Emirates Stadium waiting for him to open up at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning to sign. So he's not doing as bad as either of those two players. And if he is here another season, I hope it is because he signed a year's extension, so at least we can get some money from him. I think nobody wants him because he's not had a good season. Up until the scoring the goal in the FA Cup, he was having a fantastic couple of seasons with us. And at that point, I think he would have had more suitors. But obviously, he's had a bad season. But then again, as has the whole team, he's played a different role, which has been a more defensive one, which doesn't suit him at all. I think that's why nobody's coming in for him. But like, This is going to go on longer than Sancho to bloody Man United is, I tell you. James, we'll end with this one. There is pressure on Rodgers for this upcoming season, 100%. Yes, there is, because everybody is going, like I said, third season. Liverpool fans are saying third season. But we'll see. We will see how we do. This is a big one. And, of course, we've got a gap coming up for the World Cup.
which is puts the pressure on managers, because you can sack your manager and you've got 4 weeks to find another one before the season starts again. And your new manager would then be in time for the January transfer window. So he's got to hit the floor running. Guys, thank you very much for watching. Like I say, we're probably going to be doing these quite often, but on a more, you know, shorter basis like this one, but more regularly. Just with the news, any breaking news. It wasn't the world's best kept secret today. Of course, we all knew he was signing his contract. And don't forget the deals and the discounts you can get with Leicester Till I Die.
Leicester lead again! The goals are flowing here now.
The Leicester Till I Die shop is now open.
For all your Leicester Till I Die merchandise,
visit the Leicester Till I Die shop at our website.
...10% off any of your game accessories, Xbox or PlayStation, and 5% off your merchandise if you are a gold member. Yeah, I immediately think Austin Power. Why I called it that, I do not know. Anyway, thanks very much. Thank you very much. Yes, Doug, it is a bargain. We did Calvin Phillips at the start. It is a bargain. I'm going to be back at 9 o'clock with the debate show. Certainly am. And tonight we are talking of money and talking of clubs. Should Premier League clubs be allowed to buy lower league clubs in the UK? We all know that Leicester, we've got OHL in Belgium. But would it not be nice if we could, you know, maybe purchase a Stockport or something like that, that we can send our youngsters to. It gets them regular time. We don't have to wait for somebody to come in for them. We don't have to start offering them around. And it helps the lower league clubs as well. Or does it? Join us at 9 o'clock for the Friday debate. I'll see you then. Thanks for watching. And if you're listening on your favourite podcast platform, thanks for listening. Take care. And remember, don't do anything that I wouldn't enjoy. Leave you with that. Good night now.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time.
For watching, these videos are tremendous. You better like them too, or I'll be back.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.